Our gospel reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at the rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. They opened their treasure chest. They offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you inspire us to know that there were those who went and sought out Jesus. And Lord, that is still happening in our world today. There are those who are seeking because they are hurting, because they are lost, because they are in need of the Savior of the world. So, Lord, as we hear your message this morning, may it inspire us to be like those wise men so long ago. We pray this in the name of our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today packs a punch for Wesley Church. It's the first Sunday of 2019, a new year. But it packs a punch of a new beginning for Wesley. To be joined with a sister church, which is something totally new. And a sister church that is only 3 blocks away. But I pray that we can all look at this new beginning in a positive way. I pray that we can look at this time of God bringing us together. The two churches of downtown Tyrone, in a way that will allow us to build his kingdom and grow his churches. Today is also a celebration as we will partake in the meal which Christ has asked us to participate in remembrance of him. A holy feast prepared for us. Today is also a special day in the fact that it is Epiphany. For our brothers and sisters in Christ of the Greek Orthodox or the Orthodox faith, it is their Christmas Eve. But today, this day of Epiphany, is the day when we would question, maybe, the unlikeliness of the men who we recognize as the wise men. The ones who sought out and searched for the Messiah. These men who traveled a great distance at the direction of a star. These men who were Gentiles, not Jews, already recognized that Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And they did not come empty-handed. They brought him gifts. We are told they brought him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Now, if you could choose to receive one of those gifts, which gift would you want to receive? We're expecting participation.
Gold.
Gold, the one that we are most familiar with. Gold, because we know that it is the one of greatest value of those three gifts. Gold, because we ourselves maybe, or we know people who have purchased gold to ensure their future, whether that be in their years of retirement or maybe for unforeseen circumstances that happen in their lives. How many of you even know what the purpose of frankincense and myrrh are? Frankincense, we may recognize as being an incense that is still burnt in some of the churches of today. But frankincense resin was considered divine, and it could only be gathered by special families in the days of Jesus. Families who would refrain from impure acts during the harvest season. The whole civilized world at Jesus' time was begging for frankincense, both as a fragrance and as a medicine, because it was said to have cured everything from bad breath to skin infections. Modern researchers have discovered that frankincense is a wonderful antiseptic. It's great for fighting funguses, and it even has anti-inflammatory properties to it that make it useful as a dressing. It also is used to aid in helping bronchial dilation for people who have lung infections and asthma. Myrrh is biochemically similar to frankincense, though its value in the ancient world was much higher than frankincense. Myrrh was used to embalm bodies. And at the opening of Tutankhamun's tomb in 1922, it was said to have smelled so strongly of myrrh that it almost nauseated people. Myrrh was also prescribed for medicinal purposes. A much wider range than the elements of frankincense. It was a cure for diaper rash. It was a cure for baldness. George isn't even here for me to pick on this morning. It was a cure for obesity. And it was used for an antiseptic. Do you remember that in the story of Jesus' crucifixion that they mixed myrrh with wine when Jesus was thirsty? It was bitter tasting, but it was also thought to prolong life. Experiments with myrrh today show that it accelerates metabolism. It lowers cholesterol, and it helps lose body fat. So how many of you just changed your mind from gold to myrrh? The world, you and I, though, have been given the greatest gift that anyone could ever receive. Something that is more valuable than gold or frankincense or myrrh. We have been given the gift of free salvation through the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. A gift that is so easy to receive, and yet there are so many who refuse to accept it for their lives. So many who don't believe in this gift. A gift that God has given us because He loves us. My prayer is, if you have already accepted this gift for your life, that we remain open to this gift, because it's not a gift that we receive and then discard as the gift we receive on Christmas Day. But it's a gift that keeps on giving. God's gift of the Holy Spirit, which continues forever as our time on earth to convict us and to change us. And if you have not yet accepted this gift for your life, it's never too late. It isn't a gift that we receive just on Christmas Day when we look at the birth of Jesus. It isn't a gift that's just received on Easter when we look at His resurrection, but it is a gift that can be received any time. Once we receive this gift, like the wise men, we come to know Jesus as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And like the wise men, we want to give Him gifts. So what gift do you have to bring to the Lord? God graces us with many gifts. Do you remember the words of the Apostle Paul when he tells us that there are many gifts but only one body? He tells us that because none of us, not one of us, has every gift. God gives each of us different gifts. He gives each of us different talents. And to be honest, this is where I find it exciting that God is bringing us together with Christ's church. A time for us to be able to look at our gifts and to see where our gifts are the same and where we can bring them together to do ministry here in Tyrone in the name of the Lord. I pray that you already know what your gift is, but if you don't, that you are willing to look deep within yourself, that you are willing to search for that gift, that talent that God has given you, and that we are willing to come together with our brothers and sisters to use our gifts together for the glory of God. So what gift can you bring? I think oftentimes when we think about gifts, what kind of gift can we give to the church? I think sometimes that we look at it as to what monies, what gifts do we give in our offering to God's church? Monies that we know that we need to keep the doors of the church open, to keep the lights on and the heat, so that we have a warm building to come into. Monies to pay for the upkeep of the church and to pay our shares of ministry because we are in connectional ministry as United Methodists. Monies that are shared throughout the world. I think that we look at our gifts as what it is that we can do to fill the offices of the church, trustee, PPRC, administrative board, secretary, treasurer, organist, pianist, ushers, Sunday school teachers, etc. Which, by the way, today being the first day of the first Sunday of 2019, our new officers have taken their new positions, as well as those who are on the term for a 3-year period. And so I would like to thank you for your willingness to use your gift to help serve the church. And I pray that God's wisdom and guidance will be with you as you begin your new year in these positions. However, you may have gifts that you haven't even thought about how they could be used to glorify God, how they could be used to help build the kingdom of God, because that's truly what we're all about. We're all about building God's kingdom, of sharing the love of Jesus Christ in a way that will give others that desire to seek Jesus, to come in among us, to be loved by us, to hear God's word being spoken and preached, to share in singing our praises to Him. And so, let's look at just a couple of gifts that you may use to build the kingdom of God. Maybe you're good with social media, and your gift can be used to help spread the word of God, to tell the story of Jesus Christ to those who are on social media. And I know that Wesley has a Facebook page and we have a website. But also, if you yourself have a Facebook page, you are friends with many who may not be friends of Wesley. And so how is it that you use that social media to share the good news of Jesus? Or maybe you can use social media in a way that will help us to enhance our worship services. Maybe you're good with arts and crafts, and you can be used to help in the musical that the churches are going to be coming together to do in the spring. Maybe you're good at set design or building the scenery. And so if you have a desire to work in any aspect with the musical, make sure you see Rachel and share with her what your gifts are that could be used to share the good news of Jesus through our children in that musical. I honestly do not know what areas need help, and so if it's not one of those two, you may just want to talk to Rachel and ask her, where is it that you need help, and see if there's a place that you could be used. Maybe you're good with cars, and maybe you could gather a group of men together from the two churches and take a day and look at doing oil changes for those who are struggling or for our elderly. Maybe you're a good couponer and a good cook, that you could gather some women together who would be willing to work with others, to show them how it is that they can coupon to save money at the grocery store, but also how it is that they can prepare foods from scratch, something that I think has been lost on many. Maybe you're good at finances and you could help those who are struggling to set up a budget. Or maybe you could gather several together who are good at finances and set up a budgeting workshop where you then could sit down with individuals and help them make a budget. Maybe you're a good conversationalist and would like to do home visits or visits to shut-ins, regardless of what church they're from, just so that these people who are lonely have someone who knows, cares about them, and to have a conversation with them. See, God has given us a variety of gifts, and they're not all used just inside the church building. God gives us gifts so that we can reach out to those who are not yet here. And so how is it that we can bring our gifts together to glorify and honor God our Father? That we can show the love of Jesus Christ, and that we can bring others into that relationship with Him, or at least plant that seed that has them seeking. Let us pray. Gracious God, I ask that you would open the hearts of all your people, and that you would reveal your gifts to us, and of how it is that you would have us use them so that you may be glorified in your kingdom here on earth, here in Tyrone, we'll grow. We pray this in the name of the Messiah, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.